This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to what I would like to believe. This is another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855, can write it down, 732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and you'll really be, really, truly make an attempt to be part of the conversation. That's the best way to do it. And that way, when you're talking to other people, I know I do this all the time. I do it for a reason. You know, it's like the old Sesame Street thing, right? Repetition is the best. So, you know, again, get your information. Make sure you know what the heck you're talking about, so that when you're out there with other people, you can at least, well, you may not be, or you may be, you can at least sound intelligent. Do you know what I'm saying? So, Jennifer Van Laar is going to join us after the break. And I've talked to you a little bit about the 2000 Mules movie. I watched it with Tammy. And I got to tell you the truth. The truth, I know somebody's going to go, yeah, okay, whatever. I did. I fell asleep on it. But I fell asleep during the part, and without trying to give away too much information, is when they were tracking IP addresses. It is dry. I already knew it. I already knew how they do it. At 20 years in the technology business, I understood that. So it was hard for me to stay with it. But for the average person who doesn't understand these things, you'll probably find it fascinating. So, Jennifer, however, who writes or is with Red State, you want to go to redstate.com, redstate.com. I told you, there's only a few outlets that I really trust for real information. Red State's one of them. And she wrote a piece called Fact Checking the Fact Checkers, Debunking AP's 2000 Mules Hit Piece. And when you think about this, right, I mean, let's not be fact checkers for a second. Let's think about some of the things that they have in the movie. I'm not going to give away too much of it for those of you, that's a documentary, I don't know why it matters. It's not like you need to know who got killed at the end, or who killed who at the end. So, they have government video of what was taking place at many of these, or a lot of these locations. You know, the ballot drops. And when you and even Dennis Prager, who's kind of interviewed with a group of other people at the beginning of the movie to the end of the movie, in the beginning of the movie, he's very adamant about the fact you've shown me nothing. I've got nothing to question the legitimacy or non-legitimacy of the 2020 election. At the end of the movie, he says the opposite. He has been made woke, whatever the term is, to see what's going on and says, hey, there is evidence here. There is proof here that there was an issue. So when you see those people dumping from video from the government, that I don't know if anybody asked for it before. I don't know if anybody had a hold of it. I don't know if it's simply, public record, easy to get. I don't know. Because with today's technology, there's no reason in God's creation, because all this stuff is for public consumption, has to be. There's no reason at all why you can't tap into these things and watch that on your own. Right? Keep an eye on those cameras on your own. Keep an eye on what's going on there. Well, you see these people, many of them voting after midnight. Because that's, you know, that's what I want to vote, is after midnight. There's no lines, and usually in dark parking lots and dark areas. Great place to go, especially if you're a woman. Isn't that just ridiculous? But it's not like they go there, drop it, and go. You know, I used to make the bank drops or those outside bank deposit holders or whatever they're called. And sometimes I would go late at night because I get all of my paperwork done. I would have forgot to go to the bank and I'd want it there first thing in the morning. Right? Dangerous thing to do. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but the dangerous thing to do. And so what I do is I go and I drive up to the drive-up. I mean, drive up to the where the thing is. I'd leave the car running. I'd open the door. I'd run over, drop it in, get back in the car. It was a quick one, drop and go. Not these people. They would show up at the weirdest boxes in the middle of the night or in the dead of night, 2, 3, 4. Well, I want to make sure that I don't make Saki a liar. I'm sorry, there wasn't a dead of night. It was early in the morning. How's that? And, well, can't not make her a liar. She already is. But they wouldn't just drop it and go. They were shoving tons of them in there. 10, 15, 20 of them at one time. One guy dropped two or three on the floor, had to bend down, pick them up, and put them in. I'd love, while they were on the ground, if you could have zoomed in that camera to see what the addresses were, who they were. Then there were many, many documented evidence of people in retirement homes that were, or assisted care, assisted living places, that voted. They had no business voting. They didn't have the capacity to vote. And they were ballot harvested. So, and there were many of us on election night, we thought it was a done deal. Right? That Biden had no chance of winning at one point. And then, bang, it was over. And the biggest problem was that, you know, you had the people that were supporting Trump out there talking about how they were going to release the Kraken. They had this evidence. None of that turned out to be true. The evidence never materialized. Right? And the investigations that should have taken place never did. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Jennifer Van Laar joins us right after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. If you need to, if you feel the need to, go ahead and send me an email. You can send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I really do appreciate the comments you make. I don't even care if we're on the same page or not. Feel free to send me an email. Let me know whether you agree with us or not. And again, my God, you got to get informed. Don't be one of those people. I'm watching you. Recently, I'm excited about the segment is because I'm watching some of you who I guess you watched, you rented the movie, you did whatever you needed to do to check out the 2,000 Mules. Some of you have no idea about technology, but you think you do. Others of you just bought into it without asking the right questions. So I decided to bring on somebody who has a clue, who saw it. Now I find out she saw it. Three times, my God, you really, this isn't like The Godfather, which I've seen 10 times each episode. But this is something different. Jennifer Van Laar joins me. She's a Red States managing editor, and she's an unapologetic California conservative. I don't know, Jennifer, how long I can hang on out here with all the garbage that's going on.
I don't know.
I'm like, Calgon, take me away. I'm in one of those moods as of late. But anyway, so you actually saw it at Mar-a-Lago, which is kind of nice.
I did. It was nice, except it wasn't really conducive to taking in all of the information at one time because there were so many people there.
Right. Yeah, and again, you said you rented it, you came home, and you watched it, what, two or three more times?
Yeah, I pretty much had it on all day yesterday because I was writing my fact-check piece, and there were things I wanted to go back and just confirm, and so I would just keep rewinding or going to different spots in it.
You know, you talk about releasing the Kraken in your piece, and I was making a kind of, I'm sorry, but I was kind of joking about it at the time, too, saying, okay, you know, where's the Kraken? What are we releasing? What do you have? What are you waiting for? But they didn't have all this at that time, did they?
No, they didn't. And I'm in the piece that I wrote, I'm kind of joking about that, too, because all of us were waiting for the Kraken. And I was listening to your beginning to this segment, and I was like Dennis Prager. I was like, well, you know, I haven't seen any evidence of anything. In fact, our Scott Hounsell, who I know you've had on your show or talked with about this, within 2 weeks, I think, after the election, he had identified certain precinct areas within metropolitan areas that had statistical anomalies as far as vote turnout or what would be expected based on what Hillary Clinton had in 2016 with voter registration, you know, what you would expect in 2020. And it was just so incredibly different than anything you would expect that we actually forwarded that information to the Trump campaign and said, you guys, here's exactly where you need to look for what might have gone wrong. Never heard anything. And so after that, we thought, well, obviously nobody had anything or they would have brought it out. But you know, they spent $2 million through the vote did getting this information, getting all of the cell phone information that you can purchase through commercial brokers to then start analyzing it. Then the 4 million minutes of surveillance video of what was available, because not all of those ballot boxes had surveillance video. The cameras were broken.
Yeah, well, the nice part about some of the video that we saw was that it was government video. It wasn't somebody sitting in their car taking pictures. It was government video that they were able to grab and run with. But, you know, I was really disappointed. And this isn't going to sound right, but I was disappointed with the Republican Party as a whole because they should have been ready in every one of these states and every one of these places they knew something was going to go down or go bad with attorneys ready to file papers. And they weren't. They really, truly weren't. And now you're seeing this come true and go, you guys could have been grabbing some of this at the time instead of 2 years later, right?
Yeah, that's a pretty complex question, too. So I know some attorneys and people who were involved very quickly after, within the next couple of days. With that, I think that everyone wasn't really aware of exactly what they were looking for. They were looking for, you know, people were bringing up things about Dominion. People were bringing up matching the signatures with the voter registration cards, and all of that needs to be done, make sure that all of that's done right. But I don't think people fully understood the magnitude of this operation, and that it was, for the most part, from what they can tell, probably legal ballots that were either stolen from mailboxes, or the Democrats, as we know in California, Joe, have an amazing voter ballot harvesting operation, and they had it even before it was legal here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah. I told our Salem CEO when we were at Mar-a-Lago, I said, you know, because Salem's based here in Camarillo, I said, you know, that big blue wave that they had in 2018, I think that was the dry run for this. Because you notice in 2020, they didn't really bother as much. That's when we picked up four seats here. And I think that that's a lot what it was trying out how all of this would work, especially with technology being able to assign routes to the mules. It's just fascinating to me because I'm kind of a nerd that way.
Well, no, you're right, though. Look, the one thing Dinesh always does good with these documentaries is he lays it out line by line so that any sixth grader can figure it out, can understand what he's putting out there, which is the way you need to do it. I'm sorry.
Right.
But, you know, in all reality, it's showing the videos, explaining what was going on, and, you know, kind of putting it together. Look, it's 3:27 in the morning. This guy shows up. He's got two handful of ballots. You know, there's nobody around. Everybody loves to vote at 3:27 in the morning. We know that.
Right.
So. And I still have one of those boxes less than a mile from my house in a park. It hasn't been picked up yet.
Wow.
Get ready for the next election, apparently.
Yeah, your ballot should be coming any day if you don't already have them.
What would be funny is if they pick up that box after this next primary and you find out that Joe Biden got even more votes in California 2020.
Oh,
they hadn't
course,
picked it
of
up
course.
At the time. That would be hilarious. But yeah, you know, some of the highlights, some of the things that really stood out to you, because you're an investigative reporter for all intents and purposes. What stood out for you? What slapped you in the head when you were watching going, oh, my God, I can't believe that, bang, we didn't catch this at that time?
Well, I mean, it's hard to go back and say with this knowledge now, be upset that we didn't catch something. It's good to know what we're looking for in the future. So we knew that these different nonprofits or the unions were involved in some way
right.
in the ballot harvesting. And we knew that some way they were getting all of these boatloads of ballots in. But what I found interesting was that it was designed to fly under the radar. And I didn't realize it, even though it makes sense, that each ballot box has a log. So when that election worker goes at whatever time during the day to unload those ballots, they have to write the time that they went and how many ballots were collected. So with one box that Dinesh D'Souza highlighted in the film, it had, I think, four times the normal amount of ballots that, if you looked over the whole month or so of early voting or mail voting, that on this one day. So obviously, if anyone was trying to look for fraud within the election at the time this was going on, they could have isolated that day, because it's an outlier, and look back on the surveillance film and started seeing this. And then that could have prevented things in the future. But nobody's looking at it with this let's protect our elections kind of mentality.
You know, I go back to the old way of doing things and say, look, you have to start thinking like that. You have to sit back knowing this is coming. Okay, what would I do? And how far would I go to win this at any, you know, at any level? We're going to go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more on 2,000 Mules. You got to check it out. I mean, I watched it. My wife watched it. Jennifer watched it several times. You get a lot out of it. Be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. That takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats failed to advance a bill seeking to ensure women's access to abortion in a vote designed to draw a clear contrast with Republicans ahead of a potential Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. The bill that would have allowed for abortion up until birth went down in a 49-51 vote. Senators Joe Manchin, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski joining the rest of the chamber's Republicans in voting against it. Americans are not bothered by rising COVID-19 cases. That's according to a new Gallup poll, which said under 1 in 3 American adults are very or somewhat worried about getting coronavirus. The worry level for U.S. adults is the lowest Gallup has recorded since last July. President Biden spent part of his Wednesday visiting a family farm in Illinois. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. All right, don't send me any emails about how insensitive I am. I'm sorry. I'm from the old school. Sometimes a good slap upside the head helps straighten somebody out. You don't have to lay on the couch for, you know, 5 months of therapy. Sometimes just a simple, let's get on with it, let's move on, helps a lot of people out, whether you believe it or not. Anyway, Joe Mastini, your host. I do get emails from people saying, you know, that's an insensitive rejoin. No, actually it's not. Anyway, Joe Mastini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time. We're talking about the movie 2000 Mules. And I got to tell you something. If you have the time, well, actually, if you don't have the time, make the time. This is one of those things where, you know, you people, you complain about a lot of these things. You complain about the misinformation. You complain about the things you don't know. This movie will open your eyes, this documentary really will open your eyes to a lot of things. And it'll give you some things to think about. And maybe you need to get off your butt, off the couch, put the game controls down, and go watch over some of these things. Make it uncomfortable for them to show up and start stuffing these boxes. Now, a lot of what we saw happened in the middle of the night, but many of what we saw, too, they were doing in broad daylight. Jennifer Van Laar joins me. She's Red State's managing editor. She's written about this in a recent piece at Red State. And I told you earlier, Red State and PJ Media and a few others like that are the places I go for real information. And that's where you need to go. You don't have to worry about what they're posting out there. But, Jennifer, first of all, thanks for joining me. And second, you know, we saw some of those videos where people were stuffing those boxes in the middle of the day. There's people around them looking at them. I think it's tackle time, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure some of them were afraid of COVID or whatever. And I'm sure others were going, well, if there was something wrong with this, wouldn't someone official be stopping them? Because it looked like the one place where we saw that in the middle of the day, where it was the guy with the dog, that it was an early vote center. So it wasn't just by a library or somewhere. It was somewhere where people in line were waiting to vote, and then this guy came up and did that. And one person did kind of look at him, looked like he had some words for him. But, you know, unless there's someone official there, what are you going to really do? I mean, we definitely need to be confronting people if they're doing something wrong like that. But if it these people, if these mules are the type of people that Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht say that they are, and they're kind of shady characters, they're probably not going to care. And a lot of people these days are afraid of doing or having conflict in public. You never know. At least here in California, you don't know if that guy's going to pull out a knife, a gun, what kind of drugs they're on. I mean, you never know what is going to come from that provocation.
I would have a bunch of hats made, poll watch, or shirts made, poll watch, or whatever, even if it's not true, and I would be hanging around those boxes just to make it. You're right. They wouldn't care. Thugs don't care. But at least
what you're saying could work a little, because like my ex-boyfriend, he had a hat that said like L.A. Sheriff's Narcotics, because his dad had been on the Sheriff's Department, and we would go to Universal Studios and he'd wear that, and you would see certain people just get far away from him. And he wasn't, but it was just funny to watch their reaction.
So some of these things that, you know, and I'm going to blow this because I always do, but one of the videos that we saw, there was a woman removing blue surgical gloves. You remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so at first I was thinking, okay, what's the big whoop? She just didn't want her fingerprints on there, or she didn't want to.
Well, yeah, well, of course, why wouldn't she? If she's not doing anything wrong, why is she worried about that?
Well, what I caught, though, when I listened, it was there was already a fraud case that was won because they found the guy's fingerprints on these things, right?
Right.
She had the gloves on, and he said from that point on, you start seeing more and more of these people. They've got gloves on when they're dumping these in the boxes, and then she goes and throws the gloves away almost immediately. So it's not like she wears them all the time or anything. These are all flags that people should have been looking at and saying something about. But we, again, what does this do for us, though? Ultimately, what can they do with this at this point?
So I think, and you were saying earlier about people saying they didn't have time to watch the movie and that everyone should watch it. One complaint I've heard is, well, it's $30 to buy it, or I'm not even sure what it is. I think $20 to rent it for 72 hours. So what if on this Friday night or Saturday night, you get your friends over who are like-minded patriots, you say, I'm going to get the movie, all y'all bring some booze and food, and we'll just have a good time. Then it doesn't really cost that much, you know what I'm saying? And everyone can be together and then maybe realize that you're right. We do need to get off our butts. Last weekend, I was at a party at a friend's house here in Simi Valley where there's a lot of patriots. And they knew I'd been at Mar-a-Lago. So we start talking about the movie. And one person in particular cornered me for about a half hour. Okay, what can I do? What can I do to make sure? I have a lot of friends. Like, we're all old men. We have nothing else to do. What can we do? So I've got him hooked up with our county elections. Some of them actually seem to be poll workers. We talk about joining with the party and doing things, but I think where we can have more effect is if you have the time and you can sign up as a temporary worker to work the elections, then we know we have someone who actually cares about the integrity of the elections and is going to do the right thing if you see something wrong. We need people who are employees in there and official workers to blow the whistle on this stuff.
Oh, I agree with you. And we need to stop worrying about what our friends are going to say or what have you. But look, I loved all these people who say, you know, I don't want to say anything. I'm worried about my job and I'm worried about this. What are you doing now? Are you working now? Oh, maybe you're working and you don't get a raise, but you're paying 40% more for your groceries over the last 2.5 years.
Right.
Look at, what about your gas bill? I filled up my car the other day with double what it was a year ago. Literally double of what it was a year ago. So thank you. You Biden voters, great job, you know?
Right, wonderful job.
Yeah. So, when we look at some of this stuff, like you find out in Pennsylvania alone, True to Vote identified, what, 1,100, over 1,100 mules. But they only went, and I don't want to make it sound like there's so many more, but they had specific criteria in which they called somebody a mule, right? What was that?
Right. So that was that they had to go to 10 different of these ballot drop boxes, and 5 different nonprofits that had been identified as stash houses. So these were maybe an SEIU office or some kind of, like, Stacey Abrams, like, voting whatever group she has. And they identified what these were because of how many times these phones were going from these organizations to ballot boxes. So they had to at least go to that. But from what they said in the movie, a lot of these mules on average went to a lot more than that. And I think it's really important for everyone to watch the movie, read something like my fact check of the AP. AP claims they debunked it before it even came out. And that's going to be what you're hearing from your friends and family. So you need to be knowledgeable about what really happened, about what the movie said, about what the criticisms are and why those criticisms are crap. So you can talk to people. Like on the glove issue, AP says, oh, it was cold. It was after December 23rd, and it was some of the coldest weeks of the year in Atlanta. So I went to historical weather data. Guess what? It wasn't. Around the New Year time frame, about 6 days, it was warmer than average in Atlanta. And And that woman in my story that's taking off the gloves, she's in a short sleeve shirt. So if it's cold,
oh, it must have been freezing.
Why she has the gloves?
Then,
right? Why is she in a short sleeve shirt?
Gosh,
you know.
They're so self-unaware. But here's the other thing is true, is that you said it again, knowledgeable. I keep telling people, don't start spewing stuff like we were doing right after the election. There were a lot of true patriots who were mad, and they just started spewing things. Like, stop. Get your information. Be able to back it up. Look at what you just said. Have that information when somebody says, hey, AP says that, you know, it was the coldest day of the year at the time, and yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. So really, why did she have a short-sleeve shirt on then? And if you check the historical records, no, it wasn't the coldest day of the year. You know, and that pushes them back on their heels. They don't know. Look, we both know they don't know how to respond to truth. It sends them into a tizzy.
Right. Because this fact check, the woman was using anecdotes from one person. Oh, I took 6 ballots at one time, and it was me, my wife, and my 4 adult kids. Okay, so that means that everyone that took multiple ballots, you know, and stacks of them, it was just their family? Like, what? How is that proof? Or it says that because the guy took, they were taking pictures of putting the ballots into the ballot box, that, you know, many people across the United States do that. Really? I don't know anyone who does. Where's the study that says that?
So, this is great. I would love the left here to get on my case because I found, this is a true story, like the last election, I found a garbage bag in the middle of an intersection and there were ballots all over the place. The garbage bag had been hit 2 or 3 times. Do you remember that?
Yes, right? I do.
So I took pictures of it. I videoed myself picking them all up and putting them in a mailbox. I went to the mail post office box. Now, the postal guy wouldn't take them. He wouldn't take them from me. So I put them in the box. I videoed myself, put them in the box. And I put it up online. And everybody's going, what you do is illegal. It's a federal offense to touch those things. You can't touch a ballot. You can only touch your own. I'm going, I would love to put that
exactly
up now.
I
go, hello.
Well, even already in this election, a couple of days ago, and I think it was North Hollywood, they found a whole tray, one of those big postal trays of L.A. County ballots. And I didn't look at it because really, do I want to know what Dean, whatever his freaking last name is, said about what really happened, Dean Logan? You don't know.
Oh, he's something we got to do a story about him, or I should talk about him and the trouble he's been in the past. Got to go for a quick break. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mancini Show.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on a green meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We're back. I'm fighting you. Now, I always joke about this when I hear that song, because it's... I don't know if you guys know this, but Mexico is considering outlawing bullfighting, which is, I mean, come on, that's the most macho thing on the planet you could do. I'm okay with that, because they don't just kill the bull and leave it there. Give me a break. They feed families with that meat. They do a lot with it. Not everybody, PETA, if you're listening, we're not all just running around killing animals and leaving them to rot in the street. It doesn't work that way. So anyhow, I thought that was kind of interesting, though, that tradition, if you would. I don't know, what else they're going to take away from us? Boxing? Right? You shouldn't hit another human being next? I don't know. I have no idea. But it's irritating as heck when that stuff happens. All right, we're talking about the movie 2,000 Mules. And I've got Jennifer Van Laar on the line with me. She's Red State's managing editor and an unapologetic California conservative. Well, there's only, what, 8 of us left, I think?
Maybe 7. Maybe someone moved.
We're becoming an extinct breed out here. And the ones that are kind of hiding in the corner. You know,
right.
It's really, really terrible. So, and you know, this is the other thing. I've had a few people on as of late. Can you, and I'm going to switch gears on you, can we get California, can we save California, can we get more of our people on onto these, you know, state positions, legislative and Senate. I mean, we got no power there. We're just kind of hanging out.
Well, you know me. I'm always the optimist. And,
yes, that's true.
And I'm also a realist in that it's not going to be anything immediate. That, it, like you said, it's going to take starting at the bottom, starting at the school board level, which you, thank you, have been serving on for a long time, and at the water board level, at Parks and Rec, all of that. So even at the same party I was at Saturday night, I recruited someone to run for school board
here
in town, a mama bear. So that I think that's the kind of thing that we need to be doing is just on the community level. That's where our voices are going to be the loudest. That's where we can have an effect. I figured out that my effect, even though I'm really good at messaging and campaigns and that strategy, I figured out what I'm really, really good at is the investigative journalism. And so that's the lane I'm sticking in to try to save California and bringing out the information on corruption on a lot of these Democrats. They're just so, people say to me, I can't believe that they were that open with their corruption. Well, when you have a media that doesn't look at anything you do with a critical eye, you get used to it, and then you just do stupid things.
Well, when you're right, when you're not, look it. It's like having teenagers. If you don't call them out on what they're doing, if there's no punishment for it, or consequence, I should say, why stop?
Right. I mean, let's face it, it's harder to have to cover your tracks with things that you're doing than just doing it. So after a while, they learn, nobody's watching, so I'll just keep doing whatever.
And part of that is nobody cares. I mean, yeah. It's apparent that nobody cares. As long as people are getting the services they think they ought to get, nobody cares. Look at whether you like the guy or not. They've got Villanueva running for sheriff again here in California. And I was not a big fan of his in the beginning. I learned to like some of the things that he's doing. I like the fact that he pushes back on the supervisors, which doesn't make him a very popular guy. But what he did at one point in time, he said, you know, the city of L.A., who is not taking care of the beaches that fall under them and a few other places, he realized or got a legal opinion, they're in L.A. County. So the city of Los Angeles is in L.A., and he said, the heck with it. I'm the L.A. County Sheriff. I'm going to go clean up the beaches. And he went up five notches on my scale then because I said, look, he's willing to do the uncomfortable stuff. You need to find people for school board, to your point, water board, city councils, that are willing to do the uncomfortable stuff and push back against all this social justice warrior crap that's going on. And you know how hard it is to find people like that.
Yeah, especially to your point earlier about people worried about their job. You know, you have to find someone who is financially secure enough that even if they got canceled, that they would be okay.
Yeah, today's economy, it's tough, you know?
We have a city councilman here in Simi Valley who is an LAPD officer, and they were filing complaints with LAPD about his conduct all the time. And it was just because he shared a Facebook meme they thought was racist. And so, you know, he finally went ahead and retired. I don't know if it was partly because of that pressure or not, but they made his life hell with all these investigations. And, you know, we're not even in L.A. County, and yet he had to deal with that. You know, but with Villanueva, he might end up kind of in a little bit of a tussle with Karen Bass because, you know, I don't know if you've heard that her plan to deal with the homeless is to send them all out to Palmdale.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's really... Let's send them all into an area that's not... Well, look, they did the same thing with one of the jails near me, because it's in L.A. County, and it was a very low, a low-security jail. It was juveniles that got themselves in trouble. And now they're going to be sending people like the MS-13 gang members up here. My supervisor was outvoted 4-1 on not sending them here. But again, it goes back to running for these offices. People aren't aware that in California we have a thing called California Voters' Rights Act, which actually broke all the school boards and city councils and such down to areas, littler areas from within their own cities and towns. And the unions caught on, the Democrats caught on to this, and what they've been doing is they've been going after each one of these seats one at a time. It's a lot easier to take out. In my area, there's a town of 300,000. When you break it all down, now you go after these five seats one area at a time, and they've done a very good job at doing it. And so that's why people have to pay attention, because you're exactly right. That thing with Katie Hill and me, they were showing up at my board meetings. There were 50, 60, 70 people at the board meeting to force them to take me out. And by the way, I want to tell you that when we got vindicated, nobody came and apologized. None of those 70 people...
Of course.
showed up to say I'm sorry. So, but that's okay. I'm an optimist. I'll wait. It's okay. So,
I'm sure you'll get that apology someday.
Yeah. Anyhow. So, where do you think this actually goes from here? What do you think? I know that there's some states doing investigations, looking into this. I don't know what comes out of it. Give me what your thoughts are.
Well, first, I think that we're going to need more information. And I'm pretty sure that Through the Vote, from different conversations I've had, is working on getting some of that more specific information, because there's only so much you can put in an hour and a half long film.
Right.
And I know they have a lot more data than that. So hopefully those get prosecuted. I think what they said in the film is true. Once you start going to some of these people, hey, we have you geolocated here, and we have video of you stuffing, you know, the ballots into the box, and they start giving up their people. We need to watch the money, maybe go back and research all the money from this past election, watch it this election, and do things like demand that every day that these cameras are checked to see if people have been dumping mass ballots in there. Or see in places where ballot harvesting still isn't legal, if you're depositing 5 or 6 ballots in there, that's still questionable, and someone should be paying extra attention to that.
Well, but they're family members, Jen. Don't you know that? I mean, I've got 32 yeah. people living in my house.
And I need to go to 10 different places and take 6 ballots to each one because I have a big family.
It's just amazing to hear some of them say. Now, they may have more than one, but in the movie they have one person that kind of gives it up because they know they've been, I guess because they know they've been caught. And hopefully we'll see more and more of that. I mean, how optimistic are they that they think that'll happen? Do you know?
Well, you know, that was something I just thought of, too, is that we really don't have to worry about this en masse, although and we do, but we don't, until 24, because that's the next presidential election. And the thing that made this work was they picked swing states and the urban areas where they knew they would have the least amount of static from officials to do this so that they could swing the electoral vote.
Yeah.
So that's not at stake this election. So we do need to watch those. I'd watch the battleground states where we have Senate seats that could flip the balance there. That's the main thing I would focus on.
Yep, I agree with you. The other thing I find interesting is they use the IP tracking on these cell phones to find out where people are going and what they were doing. And I was sitting back and actually giggling to myself saying, I bet you Google and Facebook are kicking themselves in the butt right now, because this is what they use to track where you go, what you spend, how long you're there, you know, what your average Saturday looks like, where you go shopping, that kind of thing. And I'm saying this has now come back to bite them. Because my understanding is even when the phone's off, I've seen documentation that the phones are still tracking you. So when you turn them back on, they, quote unquote, report on you. Right?
Right. That definitely happens with your carrier. But also, say you, like, I have ads, personalized ads turned off on my phone, like location turned off for Google and that kind of thing on my phone. But these canvassing companies, they use apps to track where their people are going and to make sure that when they're on the clock, they're actually doing their job. And so probably these mules have routes or something on some kind of app. And so they would need to keep that on for that. So even if it wasn't Google or Facebook, your app can send information.
I know. I just love when the technology that they come up with to use for their advantage bites them hard. It just excites me to no end. So,
right.
All right. Tell people how to get more information about you. Find your stories. Read your stuff. Join the VIP team over there at Red State.
So at redstate.com, I'm writing a lot more these days, so usually once a day. And please join our VIP subscription club. That's where you get extra access to uncensored podcasts, videos, live chats, in-depth stories. And that helps us to not be so dependent on big tech for our money.
Oh, you know what, people? I talk about this every night, how we can't make the kind of money we used to make on, you know, Facebook and Twitter and other places. So we rely on donations big time from people or buying our stuff. You know, you can always buy
our
stuff. Too. So, anyway, Jen, always a pleasure to have you on with me. I appreciate it so much. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Yep. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're leaving tech. Are you leaving California? Are you leaving whatever one of those states are to head out? You can't handle it anymore? Well, my guest in the next hour will tell you how, from start to finish, how to move and how to make it all work out for you. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.